So you tap it on the upper part of the phone. There it is. Okay. So it pops up and then I click on the tag and it should pop up with a screen that shows all of my contact information. What's up? Happy Solar Eclipse Day. It is time for another episode of the Project Freelance Podcast. My name is Kay. I am a freelance videographer and photographer. And today I wanted to talk about a couple things that I saw going on online that I actually haven't discussed. And I thought that I should bring them up. And so this is kind of specific to like drone pilots and videographers and, you know, just a conglomerate of different creators out there. So I saw a New York Times post yesterday that was talking about how there are drone pilot jobs where insurance companies go to a company like ZitView, and I have talked about ZitView ad nauseum. So if you are a freelancer that wants more information on ZitView and why you should not take jobs on that app, click on the eye in the sky. I don't know which corner it's going to be in, but go watch that video about ZitView and where to find drone jobs and apps and sites you should avoid. ZitView being the number one site you should avoid at all costs. And I go into great detail on that episode about why. But for this, so the New York Times has this article, and unfortunately you had to like subscribe to read the whole thing, and I wasn't about to pay for to read one article. That's silly. But essentially what it's talking about is that there are insurance companies that hire drone pilots through apps like ZitView to secretly go and film at a property. And I have actually done this before, not understanding what it was, like what the job entailed and what like the reasoning was until afterwards. So recently I've been seeing a lot of people on Facebook groups that I'm a part of saying like for example, somebody said that they got like a trespassing charge because they were flying a gig through ZitView's app, but they were not permitted to be there because the owner of the property had no knowledge of them being there or no knowledge of the job happening. So they got a trespassing charge, and ZitView, of course, they're like, it's not our fault. You were the one doing the job. But like ZitView put them in that position to get that trespassing charge. It's really messed up. But essentially, ZitView is taking these jobs from these insurance companies, and they are putting drone pilots that are like up and coming drone pilots in positions where they are basically putting their drone pilot's license on the line, and even their freedom in some cases. You know, like you could get arrested, you could, that's on your permanent record. So there's a lot of like talk going on about like how to mitigate this and how to go about like dealing with this problem. The main thing that I'll say is just don't take jobs on ZitView. They're also freaking giving you like $25, you know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it's like $50 to $75 for a job that is going to put your pilot's license at risk, that's going to put your safety at risk. Like, you don't know where, what kind of person owns this property that you're not permitted to be on and film at. And I just wanted to like open the discussion with you guys that are watching or listening. I'm curious to know your thoughts on this whole thing. And it's so interesting that this is allowed to happen, that ZitView is knowingly taking advantage of newer, or I guess more green drone pilots, and they don't care. They just don't care. And it's really disappointing to see. And so I'm curious to know, one, what are your thoughts on this? And two, where are you getting your drone jobs? Are you getting them through sites like Upwork, word of mouth? Where are you finding your drone jobs? I am very curious if there's any new type of websites that are kind of popping up for drone jobs. Or do you like sell stock footage of your drone photography and videography? Also, did anybody catch the eclipse? It was very cloudy here in Nashville, but I did catch a glimpse of it. Which is exciting. It's always exciting to catch a glimpse of an eclipse, especially since we aren't going to have one for another like 20 something years. So that was pretty cool that I got to see a little bit of that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, so I did a job recently, a video job recently for a professional soccer player who is also doing a bunch of other things. Like construction, like he's like building out a penthouse, and he just does a bunch of different things. But he wanted me to film his car, and it was really cool to actually like go meet him and film his car that is like his pride and joy. It's like a custom built car, super sick. And I asked him because he hit me up on Instagram, on my photo video Instagram, which doesn't it only has like 700 followers because it's a newer account. Because I wanted to like differentiate my personal from my work account so that I can kind of build that up separately. Because a lot of people do hit me up on Instagram, but if you hit up my personal page, it looks like I just do music. People know me as a content creator and a videographer and cinematographer, editor, photographer, drone pilot. But they, on my personal page, it's just all my music stuff. So I made a separate account. This guy hits me up and he's like, hey, I'm going to be in Nashville and I would love to have somebody film my car. And I was like, okay, cool. How did you find me? Because I'm always curious. One, it weeds out scammers. And two, I'm just always curious to know like how people came across my work, especially if they hit me up on Instagram, because it only has 700 followers, like I said. And he said he asked ChatGPT to recommend videographers in the Nashville area. And wouldn't you know it, ChatGPT did me right. It recommended me and three other videographers that mostly shoot weddings. And he wasn't looking for a wedding photographer or videographer. So he took that as a sign to hit me up. And so he went to my website, found my Instagram. And to me, that just means that like my SEO is crushing on my website, which is really cool because I built my website myself. I did everything myself. I don't know WordPress. I don't know HTML coding. I don't know any of that stuff. I just built a website on Wix. There's no affiliate partnership or anything like that. I'm just telling you guys that like ChatGPT can be your friend. It was just really cool to hear that ChatGPT actually recommended my services to this guy. So that's how I got that job. So I think ChatGPT and AI tools moving forward are going to be a massive part of being a freelancer. Not only do they help, can they help with your contract writing, but they can help you write emails. They can help you with proposal pitches, all that kind of stuff. So definitely I would recommend doing one task a day with AI, whether it be write an email, write a social media post, help you write a blog, like whatever it is, try to use ChatGPT or any AI tool at least for one task a day. That's my recommendation to you. And kind of the last thing I wanted to recommend or talk to you guys about is this Dot band. So I came across Dot, when was it? Maybe a month ago. I was looking for like a new business card type of deal, and I didn't want a business card because people throw business cards away. And why do I know that? Because I throw business cards away. I don't save people's business cards, and I know people don't save my business cards unless you have like a really unique texturized, like, or just like a cool business card. So I was looking into alternatives to that, and I came across Dot. So Dot is a brand that has different types of alternatives to business cards. So they do have a business card, but they're all like digital essentially. So you tap them on a phone and it brings up your like contact details. So I'm going to give it a go. I haven't actually tried this yet. I did set it up earlier. I'm going to go ahead and try to do this and show you guys how it works. Let me turn my brightness up. Okay, so I'm going to try to get my phone in focus. So you tap it on the upper part of the phone. There it is. Okay, so it pops up. And then I click on the tag, and it should pop up with a screen that shows all of my contact information. So I don't know how well you can see that, but it has like my website, my YouTube channel. It has my podcast down at the bottom. It's got my Spotify where my music is, even though that's not really related to my like work stuff, but it also has my email at the top. It's got my website, my Instagram, my YouTube channel, all that stuff that I think is important for people to know. It also has my cash tag for Cash App and my PayPal. So if people want to like tip me or if they just want to like, you know, pay me, I can just tap this on a phone, and it works differently for different phones. So iPhone, it works best at the top, like the sweet spot's like the top middle. An Android phone is like in the middle of the phone. That's where it does that kind of stuff. But if neither of those things work, there is also a QR code. So if you actually scan that QR code with your phone, it will pop up on your phone. So yeah, pretty cool. I am about to leave for a 7-week tour, and I get a lot of questions while I'm on the road doing content, like, hey, how can I get in touch with you? What's your social media? And instead of me having to like pull my phone out and like type stuff in, I can literally just tap this on the person's phone now and I can give them all my contact information. So that's pretty sick. I think it's a really cool idea. It's very ingenuitive. Yeah, that's the right word. But if this isn't what you want, if you don't want to have a wearable digital business card, if you don't want a bracelet, they also have these little tokens that you can put underneath your phone case. So they have a regular one that, like, I think sticks on your phone, but there's a thin version that goes underneath a phone case. So you can just tap your phone on their phone and it will do the same thing. Bring up your Dot Cards profile. Super sick. Very excited about it. I don't know if they have an affiliate program. If they do and it gives me a little bit of kickback, I'm going to put a link in the description to that. Super stoked to test this out on the road. Obviously, I just showed you how it works. It's pretty cool. So I'm very, very excited to share my socials with people while I am on the road and see how that works and see how much the growth is. And it's great because I do a lot of conferences as well, and people are always asking for my contact info. So now instead of like whipping my phone out or like typing in their notes, like all the information, I can just literally tap this on their phone and it will bring up all the information. So very, very exciting. I love tech, and wearable tech is really cool to me. So basically I will have this and I will have my Apple Watch on my other wrist. And so I will, I'm a big proponent for the Apple Watch, by the way. I hate wearing it when I'm at home. Clearly you can see I'm not wearing any accessories right now. That is because it drives me insane to get notifications while I'm sitting at my desk working. But while I'm on tour, it saves me so much time from like having to pull my phone out to see who's texting me and see, having to see like, is it of a high priority? Like, do I need to respond right away or can I wait a little bit? And that's great with the notifications on the Apple Watch when I'm on tour. So I don't have to keep pulling my phone out of my pocket every 5 seconds to see if I have a text message. But yeah, very excited. If you are, well, damn, we're going to like 40 cities. But if you want to check out the Emo Orchestra tour that I will be on doing content for, hit the link in the description. If it's coming to your city, I would love to meet you. Reach out to me on Instagram and I will hopefully see you at a show. Very excited for that. I hope you enjoyed the solar eclipse today. I hope you got some cool photos. If you did, tag me on Twitter, X, whatever. Would love to see some of your stuff. And thank you guys for listening to this episode. I might get another one in, or I might try to backlog a couple episodes before I leave for tour on Saturday. But if not, this might be the last episode for a couple, like 7 weeks. I'm gone for 7 weeks, so I don't know if I'll be able to do another episode. But I will give it a go. Thank you guys for listening. Stay strong. Keep enduring. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.